Okay, applying the 6R technique, which we have done, so I go through you again. While meditating in the formal posture, if one feels any tension or tightness or distraction or stress within one's body and mind, then one must just recognize it. So the first R is just to recognize. So here, what I mean is, when you are meditating in a formal posture, well, a lot of people don't know how to meditate. So while in the formal posture, they realize there is a lot of distraction. And the distraction can come in many forms. The previous session we have gone through, it can be in the form of restless thinking, fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, then pain, numbness, itchiness, and a lot of other type of physical and mental distraction. So while meditating in a formal meditation, if you can feel any tension or tightness or stress within or any distraction within your body and mind, then you must just recognize it. And after that, second R is to release it, means don't go and suppress it, control it, or do anything with it. Don't go and react to it or want to push it away or resist it or suppress it or control it. Don't do any of these things. The moment you recognize that this is the one that is causing distraction, recognize that it has arisen, then don't hold on to it anymore. Just let it be. Don't label it. Don't create mental hindrance. Then release it. Release it means don't have anything to do with it. Just let it be. That's why relax, maintain awareness. Don't do anything else. But what it teaches you is slightly different. The third R is then relax into it. Easy. Relaxation is very good. Actually, our first support is relax. So why can't you just go direct into the relaxation stage? But the first two are recognize and release is to simplify things for you and let you understand the procedure and the method. There are some people who cannot understand so quickly. They need more words, more instruction, and more explanation. So maybe in that sense, the first two are is useful. Recognize that there is a distraction, then release it, then relax into it. You should actually straight away relax into every mind state that arises. But depend on which one suit you, you make use of it. Then relax into it, the third hour. Whatever mind state that has energy built up, including all the tightness and the tension that you can feel or itchiness. Then the fourth hour is to re-smile or radiate a radiant smile, like what I teach you under the mind sweeping method, combined with metta, radiate a radiant smile, with a relaxed inner awareness without thought. So this one I add in on. So when you can radiate a radiant smile, means you are no more under stress. The body and mind relaxes by itself, especially your facial muscle. When you can smile, you will relax. The moment you relax, craving loses its strength. And this relaxed and radiant smile step are very important to make your mind feel at ease, light, tranquil, and free. This training of the mind will enable you to decondition your mind from its heedless thinking and grasping to sense experience. So this one is, I added in on my mind sweeping method combined with metta, including the radiant smile, is to help you decondition your heedless thinking and grasping to sense experience. This will enable the cultivator to develop a silent, tranquil mind with heedfulness within naturally. We have the understanding that the original mind or the true mind is already in the meditative state with inner awareness within. So there is no need to do anything, but instead just relax and silent or maintain awareness. We are let things be. Then the heedless thinking and grasping born of delusion will slow down and stop on its own. We are wisdom. The mind will then return to its original state of true silent inner awareness, without the thought, the ever-shining nature, the self-nature, or the true nature, of the, which is the true mind, will then shine forth. This ever-shining nature, which is the essence of mind, or your self-nature, is always there. The fifth R is to return to the object of meditation to train the mind to develop a very stable mindfulness. If this training is still needed, because he is using anapanasati. Once the mind is already trained, means it has entered sati and constantly aware in sati or pasati throughout the day, then this training is no more, no longer required, because mind has entered sati. Then the sixth R is, they say, repeat the whole process above training of the first 5 R. But you need to be careful not to do this 6 step. Otherwise, it will become mechanical. Yeah? So this 6 step will make you mechanical. Yeah, it's repetitive. Then this last step must be done with understanding, especially for those who are still trapped in thought-based meditation, because they will think, if I don't do this 6 R, I am not meditating. Do you understand? When your mind already enters a T, you're supposed to go into daily mindfulness. You're not supposed to do all this anymore, like anapanasati. The mind has entered a T, no need to train really. So all these are skillful means to train your mind, to anchor the mind so that it is in the state of awareness, that stabilize it to be ever mindful. So no need to do all these things anymore. So this understanding is very important. The sixth R is to repeat the above training of the first five. Oh, I completed this one. This last step must be done with understanding, especially for those who are still trapped in thought-based meditation. Beyond the 6 R, actually, you don't have to do the 6 R. Once your mind has entered sati, you straight away stop the 6 R. Beyond the 6 R is the awareness-based meditation, where the new 4 support for meditation are as follows. So relax and maintain awareness. So relax body and mind completely. Whatever mind state that arises, just relax into it. Free the mind. Then let things be and maintain awareness. Just aware. The third support is 24 hours for as long as you can. Maintain this state of awareness. As long as you are in this state of awareness, you are heedful. You are in a meditative state. Technically, it can be 24 hours. Even into your sleeping moment, you can be aware with it. This nature of mind has done it. That's why it can be done. Yeah. Then the last one, the fourth support is trust. Trust your nature to do the meditation. No more thought involved. No more trying to direct the meditation or using the thought to do whatever inside them. Yeah. It's complete trust. Let the nature do. So this one is the higher practice. For those who wants to go the bodhisattva way, if you are contented, you say, good way, you don't have to do the last one. To do the last one, you have to locate your gateway to your nature around the heart area. And you silence your mindfulness, your awareness completely and reside at the heart area. Don't try to look for anything. Just silence everything. Without thought, the awareness nature will detect the gateway. At first, it will detect whatever vibration or heartbeat or what that is around there. Because when you are sensitive and mindful, ever mindful, you can detect them. A lot of movement, activity, and vibration, especially the heartbeat. So the moment you are aware of it, stay with it, be with it, until it becomes very quiet, very still. Until your body and mind, the happy everything become very quiet, very refined and very still until the mind enters it. Then one day, if you are patient enough, when you have deep clarity and deep stability of that nature, then the gateway will open up and you can detect it. And you will know, the form and mind will know. The moment it's detected, you need to relax, completely without thought and relax. Otherwise, it cannot happen. Then when it happens, you will know. A lot of things will happen. I can give you a hint. All of the energy external you have developed, they will melt inside there. And how it melts inside there is very beautiful. Then you will understand the whole movement. So all this, later, when there is condition, you report to me, that I will guide you along.